This is Dare to be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's wonderful to be here with you today. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about learning how to share our true mission with others. I have a special guest, Marcus Allman. You're going to be talking about why it's so important to have meaningful work. Marcus helps people build a coaching business around what they already love to do. He believes that being true to ourselves is how we connect to other people, and that marketing is about learning how to share our true mission with others, not a made-up one. Welcome to the show, Marcus. Great to have you today.
Thanks, Mari. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit of the story about how you came to do what you do now.
Sure. So I started, I've written 7 books, and I've actually never planned on being an author. But I got started writing a small pamphlet that sat in my closet for about 3 months until I was moving and needed to do something with them. So I took them to the local bookstore and put them on consignment, and they sold out really quickly. And
wow.
They caught on online and got shared quite a bit on Instagram and Twitter. And I realized that people actually enjoyed reading some of the things that I had written. So I continued writing and eventually became a coach to other authors.
Fantastic. So how did it feel when you put your, you said you put it in a consignment shop, obviously with no expectation of this going like this. How did it feel for your writing to be read by so many people and enjoyed by so many people?
Honestly, putting myself out there was scary because I knew I enjoyed writing. But again, like I said, I made like 100 of these books, and they sat in my closet for months because I was kind of afraid to put myself out there. And then it's a funny story because what actually happened is my wife and I, we lived above a restaurant, and they had a small kitchen fire in the restaurant, and everybody was fine, but the landlord basically needed to evict all the tenants so that she could fix these electrical problems. And so we were basically asked to leave our apartment, and when that happened, I came across this box of books that I had created, and I didn't want to throw them out, so I kind of like faced my fear of putting myself out there. And it could have totally bombed, to be honest, but I went for it, and like I said, it filled out quickly, which was really amazing to see, and super humbling and really cool. It was like, you know, shared on Instagram by platinum-selling rock stars and best-selling authors, and it just took on a life of its own, which was really unexpected, but also super encouraging to keep going.
Yeah, how exciting, Marcus. Wow. And so what kind of content did these have? Why were people so excited about what you were writing?
So it started as sort of like journaling and writing things to myself of things that I wanted to remember. And they were very, very inspirational about starting a business or being creative. So the things that I write are very motivational and inspirational for creative types. One of my books is called Motivational Quotes to Get the Blood Moving, and it's basically just short bursts of prose that, you know, you can flip to any page and get some inspiration for the day that hopefully propels you to move forward.
I like that. And those little short things are really good for me. I like things that are short and to the point, and they really change our mood more than anything. I can read something very small and very quickly and all of a sudden feel better or have a different, you know, have a flip in the way I'm feeling. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So I know you're really passionate about inspiring others to find meaningful and fulfilling work. And tell us a little bit about how that got started and why you love that so much.
Sure, sure. I think that's such an important part of life is the work that we're doing. You know, it's like pretty much everyone works, you know, at least 8 hours a day, sometimes up to 12, 15 hours a day once in a while. So I think like the work that we're doing is such a huge part of our lives on a daily basis that it's really important to find meaning in that work. And, you know, you don't have to start your own business if that's not your thing. But I think getting to the core of your values and really finding meaning in the work that you're doing and realizing that you're impacting other people's lives, and hopefully you're connecting your work in a way that gives you energy and gives you life. I think if that's missing, it's a bummer, really, because there's a hole that's not filled, really, if you're stuck at some job that you don't like or anything, something like that.
Right.
And I find that coaching is one of the most fulfilling things that I've come across. And not only do I coach others, I teach other coaches how to build an audience and create a business around their passions, which is just, not only is it a great source of money, but it's just when you can see the impact that you're making on other people's lives, that's so fulfilling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm a coach myself and there's nothing more fulfilling for me. So let's talk about, for a second, you were talking about people whose work is not meaningful and fulfilling. What would you say to a person like that? You know, they've got this job, like you say, they don't like it. They don't, you know, they're looking for the weekend or whatever their days off are. What's a good little first step for someone who's in that kind of predicament?
I think the first step is not necessarily to focus on leaving your job right away. I think the first step is to carve out little bits of time where you can be creative and make stuff and do things that interest you. So that could be even an hour after work before you go to bed, or getting up a little early to work on a passion project. That can really change a person's perspective. And it's like scientifically proven to increase happiness levels and decrease stress levels. Even if it's like a physical activity, like if you like playing baseball, then you should join a baseball league or something like that. It's really, really important to make that stuff a priority, where you're carving out time to do the things that you love. And if you do desire to leave your job and start your own business, you can do that eventually, but it just takes momentum. It's just about getting started. So literally just an hour a day can really change a person, and you'd be amazed how far you can get with just an hour a day.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that suggestion, Marcus, because it doesn't, like you say, you don't have to leave your job. You don't have to turn your life upside down, but starting with this little step of an hour a day, or maybe even a half hour a day for someone who doesn't have that much time to do something you really love, it completely changes us. I remember years ago, I joined a writer's group because I was looking to make changes in my life. And I always wanted to write. And I did a little bit when I was in high school, but, you know, never pursued it. And just doing that, just joining the group. And for the first few weeks, I just sat and listened to the other writers and their stories. And I was like, wow. And then one day, all of a sudden, something came to me and I began to write. That was so much fun. For me, and it just sparked me in my life. I was happy, I was joyful, I was looking forward to something, and now I'm an author of several books. So, you know, I love that you give that easy first step. So let's talk a little bit about authenticity. What role does authenticity play in all of this for you and for the others?
I mean, it's everything, really. Authenticity is so important, not only because it's, you know, you want your spirit to be aligned with what you're doing. So on a personal level, it's so important to live a good life and just be connected with your core values and who you are as a person and where you want to go. I think being honest with yourself about those things, it's so important on a personal level. And then, you know, if any sort of creative or business endeavor, I think when it comes to, you know, building something and even wealth creation, I think authenticity is so important, because, you know, you could market yourself in a way that's inauthentic and not really who you are. And yeah, you might make some money in the short term, but eventually that's going to crumble. And I think if you're in it for the long haul with a long-term view of the business you're building, then I think being true to who you are and your values is the only way to build a business, because it's, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all about personal connection. So you've got to, you know, be true to who you are so that you can connect with people in a meaningful way.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, people can tell when you're not being authentic and when you're being phony. There's nothing I dislike more than somebody coming at me in this fake, because I can see right through it. And I think most people can. And let's talk a little bit about, you talked about that maybe you'll have some short-term success, but not the long-term success. How does a person really clue into who who they are, because some people don't know who they are. I didn't for many years, and to what they really want. Give us some tips for that.
Sure. I think that's really all about testing stuff and trying things and just taking action, you know. We're so complicated as humans that, like, the authentic self is sort of like this elusive thing. But you know when you're in a state of flow, if you're writing or if you love playing music, you know that what those activities and just things that you like to do that just light you up and give you energy. So if you're in a place where you don't know what those are yet, the only thing you can do is play around and test stuff and just take random action and just kind of follow your intuition and don't overthink it. I think just being open to discovering what gives you energy and excitement and I think those are all super important first steps to finding, like, your core authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are great. I love the don't overthink it part, because I think that we tend to do that. Try to figure it out, you know, overthinking, mm-hmm. Then blaming ourselves for not having done this, that, or the other. And you just go down that spiral of these thoughts. But if we keep it,
right.
I like that, keep it light, keep it what's fun, and also what's coming to you. You know, one of the steps that I teach my clients is just connecting, whether it be meditation or just, I call it quiet time, just giving some space for the silence, you know, so you can connect to your inner being, to yourself. And I'm sure that you find that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. I get that question a lot because I talk so much about, you know, doing what we're passionate about. And I get that question a lot of, you know, what if I don't know what I'm passionate about, or what if I don't know what I love to do? And, like, that's really not the best way to look at it. It's more of like, because once you're desperate for that answer, it becomes kind of like forced and rigid. I think it's much more important to just play around and like you said, not overthink it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. I remember it took me a long time. I spent years feeling that what I did was meaningless and I had no purpose. I just didn't feel like fulfilled and that I had a purpose, that I was really, even though I was raising three children, I just didn't feel that I was in the space where I was doing what I was born to do. And it took me a long time because of the overthinking, because of trying to force it. You know, I remember trying to force it.
Right.
What is it? What is it that I'm supposed to do? Tell me now. I want to know. And your way is so much more simple. And what are your first few steps for tapping into that?
Do you mean for me personally or my clients?
No, for your clients. Or you can share for you personally,
sure.
as well. Either way.
We get to the core of kind of, two things. On the micro, we look at what their ideal day looks like. So if they're an introvert, do they like to kind of like stay at home and write books all day? Or are they like out there doing face-to-face meetings? And it really depends on the person. So on a micro level, we'll write out exactly what their ideal day looks like and really kind of tune into their personality, because, you know, everyone's good at different things. So being aware of a person's strengths and really playing to those and putting them in situations where they thrive and can get into a state of flow is really important. And then on a macro level, we look at, you know, the long-term kind of game plan of like where they'd like to be in 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, if they were in a position where they're looking back on their lives, what do they want to see and what don't they want to regret? So we kind of dive into both the small stuff and then the big picture stuff of, like, you know, what's important to them. And I think the values are really what drive the external stuff. So, right, like, you know, writing books or building a real estate company or whatever it might be, all of those external accomplishments come from the internal values. So I think it's really important to get to the core of what those values are and even grow them in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're doing something, work, even whether it's for yourself or another, that doesn't follow your values, it's very difficult because you're torn. And I've had that experience in my life. I've worked with people and I've had to do things, not illegal things, but some things that I thought maybe were unethical, you know, and I didn't like it. And so it was difficult. You feel really torn. You want to do a good job. You like what you do, but these other things are kind of holding you back. So I love that you said that. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Marcus a call, you can start calling in now at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cesar Espino, real estate investor, business coach, and consultant, and author of the book, You Can Overcome Anything, Even When the World Says No. My number is 424-501-6046. In my book, I talk about making the necessary changes to shift your mind for prosperity and certainty. Pick up your copy at Amazon. I also love helping families with their real estate and can purchase your house fast and all cash. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. My number is 424-501-6046.
Quick question to you. Are you feeling the connection to your soul, or do you wish to improve that access and discover the power of your holographic mind and the quantum field? If you say yes to that, then join us at the Soul Awareness Retreat in Bali, right on the oceanside at the magical Shambhala Retreat Center. Come on an adventure of your soul with best-selling author Ilona Selke and Amareya. Find out more at soulawarenessretreats.com.
Hello, this is Calvin Evans with Exodus Adventures. We are excited to announce that we are offering online fitness training. So when you sign up, and you either sign up for 4 or 8 or 12 weeks, we have incentive trips for you when you reach your wellness goals. So sign up today at exodusadventures.com. That's X-O-D-U-S adventures.com. Thanks so much and have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Dr. Michelle Arhana is a relationship coach, author, and speaker. Dr. Michelle helps singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. Book your free session today at michellearhana.com. Wondering if he or she is the one? Need to reinvent your relationship? Go to michellearhana.com and purchase The Vows, a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. Don't forget to follow her on IG at michelle_r_hanna.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Marcus Ahman. And we have a guest. We have a caller on the line. Let's find out who this is.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Did you have a question? What's your name?
My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. I just came across your show, and what he's saying is so true, and I've had quite a bizarre life. I'm actually looking to find people like him to co-author books to empower the masses globally and bring a better shift in consciousness to more peace and love at the same time. But because the law of attraction isn't limited, we put our own limits on it. But when you have the right kind of spiritual connection, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a question for Marcus?
Yes, I wanted to know if... he has done things to write about bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, making things transparent, ethical, legal, moral, because that's where things are shifting behind the scenes. You'll never see it in mainstream media, but I see a big shift going that way.
Sure. Actually, I've studied Buddhist meditation for about 18 years or something, so I meditate all the time. I don't specifically write about it, but it's definitely an underlying, energy in pretty much everything I write. And my books are very much sort of written in meditation sort of style that's poetic and not really – I don't really tackle subjects like economics, although I'm always thinking about that stuff. So to answer your question, I haven't specifically written about that, but it's definitely, that core energy of a calm state of mind and meditation is something that's very important to me.
Yeah, I'd love to see if you want to explore that further, if I can share who I am and your host too, that I might take an interest in some of the life experiences I've had. It's been pretty bizarre.
Okay, so you can, we'll be giving information on how to get a hold of Marcus really soon, and of course of myself. So thank you so much for calling in, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay. You too.
Thanks so much.
Wow, that was nice. So let's talk a little bit, Marcus, about what's your main message that you want to bring to the public?
Sure. I mean, right now I'm very much focused on helping coaches either launch their coaching business or really build an audience around what they're already doing and taking it to the next level. Mm-hmm. So the message that I'm really focused on lately is just that right now is an amazing time to start a coaching business. Like, the industry continues to grow every year. It's very fulfilling on a spiritual level, and then also it's a good source of income, and you don't have to quit your job to do it. You can do it part-time. So, my message right now is just all about helping coaches.
Fantastic. And what would you say to someone who says, you know, that kind of sounds good, but what do I have to offer? You know, how does what I have, how is it meaningful for someone? How is it helpful?
Sure. I think it really does depend on your life experience and what you're passionate about and, you know, kind of like what you're an expert at and what you can help people with. And that can be a variety of different things. I mean, the coaching industry is so focused on different niches. So, I mean, if you love to go running, you can coach about running. If you love fishing, you can coach about that. You know, anything from dog grooming to wealth creation, you know, there's something that you already know really well and love to talk about that you can always help people, even if you're helping beginners who are, you know, just a little bit behind where you are now. You can always help somebody.
I love that, Marcus, because it doesn't have to be about changing a person's life, or because normally coaching is like, oh, is it spiritual? Am I working on my life? Am I working on my diet? Am I working on my lifestyle? Whereas you're saying you can help, you know, it could be anything that you know and you're really good at and you love to do most of anything and you love to do, you can create a coaching business around. I love that. That really expands things. I've never heard anybody say that. So that's absolutely perfect.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to talk about your books a little bit? Maybe some of your latest work?
Sure. So if you go to prettygoodstories.com, that links to my Amazon page. So all the books are on that page. I've written a bunch of poetry books, a novel, and then a couple of inspirational books for just creative types, you know, authors, musicians, anyone who's kind of in the arts and looking for some inspiration. Those books are very much in that genre. So feel free to check those out. I think the Kindle prices, I try and keep pretty low. So they're all on Kindle and they're on paperback as well.
Okay, fantastic. PrettyGoodStories.com. You can also go to his website, MarcusAlman.com. And also you can find Marcus on my radio show page of my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And you just see there his picture. You can click right into his website for his regular website and his books. Very good. So what else did you want to bring forward to a listener?
Let me think. So I'm also on Instagram, so Marcus Almond. Is my name on Instagram. Feel free to message me on there. If you're thinking about starting a coaching business, just let me know that you heard this interview, and I'd be happy to hop on the phone with you for free just to talk about it and get some strategies going for you to launch your business. Feel free to message me anytime. I like the theme of this interview that, you know, just take action and don't overthink it. And if you feel like you're not on the path of where you want to be yet, just keep trying stuff and have some patience and don't overthink it.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing that you're saying, don't overthink it, because I think that's what we tend to do the most. I know I have in my life and many of my clients, they're just thinking too hard instead of going more into feeling. Did you want to talk about that a little bit? feeling and
intuition? Yeah, for sure. This is something I write about quite a bit. Is I feel that in this day and age, people are so disconnected from their intuition. And it's a really powerful thing, because if you're making decisions in your life that are disconnected from your intuition, it's going to lead you to places that you don't necessarily want to go. And, you know, with social media and like always staring at computers and screens and all this stuff to distract us, I think it's pretty easy to get disconnected from our intuition. So things like going for a 10-minute walk or meditating for 5 minutes, these are all things that are super simple to do, and they can realign you with your intuition so that when you're making a decision to take a job or write a book or whatever it may be, you're going to make decisions to do things that make your heart sing. And I think that's really important. That's one thing that I discovered throughout the years is I'm actually pretty good at following my intuition. And when I started writing, it didn't make any sense because I had zero followers. I had started with a pen name. I had no audience at all. And it just did not make sense for me to publish anything. But I did it anyway because it felt right and it was super successful. So I think there are, you know, if you can get in tune with your intuition, that's actually leading you down paths that might not make sense from an outside. Like if you were just to look at it objectively, it might not make sense, but you can feel when you're on the right track, even, you know, from songwriting to investing in the stock market, you can kind of feel, you know, when you're making decisions that you're going to be happy with 10 years from now.
Yeah. I love everything that you just said there, how it feels. And yeah, isn't it interesting that you just shared all the stats? You didn't have any followers, nobody, you know, you didn't have any reason to be successful as an author, yet you followed what you really felt you had to do. You did it, and boom, it happened. I love that.
Right,
that is just so precious, because one of the things that I learned to do, and I learned it from a seminar that I went to, is to feel into things. Because sometimes, you know, I have two choices, you know, or even three choices of something that I could do. Or whatever, could start, could co-author with somebody, whatever it may be. And so I take time to feel into it. So I see myself doing this, whatever it might be, or collaborating with this person, and I see how it feels. Even if it's going to a party, even if it's going to something social, I feel into it and see how does it feel for me to be there and do this and be part of it. And immediately I could tell if it's something that feels good, that they're going to go with it, or if it's something that doesn't feel good. And I'm like, nope, that's really not for me. So that's one of the methods that I use. And and it works really, really well. I had really strong intuition and since I was a really young girl, but a lot of times, most of my life, I really didn't follow it as well as I could have. And so that's been a learning for me, Marcus, learning how to really, really follow my intuition. And still, I don't do it 100%, but I see right away, you know, oh, yeah, I had that little, you know, sign. I had that little thought.
Yeah, it can be scary sometimes too, right? Because sometimes your intuition is telling you that you want to speak on stages, but you have a fear of public speaking or something, you know? I think that's a distinction that's important to make too, is like sometimes, well, actually a lot of times our intuition is pulling us in directions that we're afraid to go. And usually if you are afraid, you know, that's even more of a reason to do it. You know, I think that's a reason why people become disconnected from their intuition is because their dreams are scary. And, you know, not everyone talks about this, but it can be kind of scary to go out there and accomplish what you actually want to do. So being aware of that and having the faith that fear will kind of dissolve as you move forward, I think that's an important thing to know.
That's a really good point, Marcus, and it's so true. That's why I call the show Dare to be Authentic. You have to have courage. You have to have the guts to go out and do what you've been called to do. Starting my radio show was one of the scariest things I've ever done, and it's been one of the most biggest blessings to me 6 years later.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're just about out of time, but thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been absolutely a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and thank you for listening in. Make sure you pass this interview along. It'll be available as a replay instantly. So join us on the next Dare to be Authentic radio show.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.